I got another nigga in the news, Dave motherfucker Chappelle. Dave Chappelle special, this motherfucker, man. Funny as fuck, man. Salute to Dave motherfucking Chappelle. Man, that show was excellent. It was beautiful. I don't know which one I was watching or if I just watched them both, Equanimity and something else. I can't remember. But I like the equanimity, man, because that's a good word, man. I've been fucking with that word. You could check my blog post and see if I was using that back in 2006, 7, shit like that. But anyway, Dave Chappelle, man, he killing these motherfuckers, man. He is really getting money. He's really nice at what he do. You feel me? Really nice. I was watching the special, the Dave Chappelle specials that just came out. And I was kind of tripping a little bit, man. He started telling this Iceberg Slim story, man, trying to equate it to capitalism, like how pimps can look at bitches and discern mileage in a bitch and be able to tell what type of psychological horrors a bitch might have experienced or whatever trauma to the soul, whatever bitch got going on, whether you be able to assess that quickly and determine what a bitch is worth. Okay, I agree with that. Niggas do that. Okay. But then he continued with telling the story about how Berg tricked a bitch into staying with him because he wanted to squeeze the last bit of mileage out of her because he knew she had mileage left in her. You feel me? And he tricked her. He ran a play. She thought she was in a play, but the play was being ran on her. You feel me? She thought she was in a play, knocking out a rich motherfucker, stealing his money, but the rich motherfucker fake dead. And then they was running a play on her, and then they made it seem like she did a murder. So she stayed with Iceberg because Iceberg wasn't going to tell on her. But he put this in the context of the bitch is running out of miles and he wanted to get the last bit of miles out of her and she was about to leave. Okay. The bitch was about to leave. She was getting stolen by another motherfucker was stealing the bitch in this story, right? And Iceberg was low-key, you know what I'm saying, wasn't doing it like he was before. Plus, he was on the run, too, because he was an escaped convict at the time. He was on the run, so he was pimping from a whole nother, you know what I mean? So, long story short, man, Dave Chappelle, like, made up an Iceberg story on stage. That wasn't how the story was supposed to go. It was supposed to be he ran the play on the bitch just to keep the bitch, period. He just was keeping the bitch, you know? It was such a ruthless play. Nigga just drugged the bitch. The nigga just gave the bitch drugs to give to a nigga that's supposed to be rich. And then they steal the money, right? Knock him out and steal the money. But instead, the nigga died. Had the fake doctor come in. And then he had fake motherfuckers come in and get rid of the body. And then the bitch stayed with Iceberg, right? She stayed with him until he went to the pen again. You feel me? Then she found out it was a lie because she ran into the doctor on a train somewhere. She ran into the doctor and then she hated Iceberg, which is some That's the darkness. The dark, dark pimping. When you make a bitch think she killed a motherfucker. That's some cold shit. Make a bitch think she killed a motherfucker. Then say, bitch, your secret safe with me. And the bitch stay with you. But he said she stayed with him like 13 more years or some shit. Something crazy like that. It's crazy. But Dave Chappelle got that shit wrong. He got it wrong. The way he told it, it was wrong. But anyway, it don't matter. But that's the cold thing. It don't matter if he get it wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm just pointing it out because, you know, I fuck with Bird. You feel me?